for tape, CDs, DVDs to our publication Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom, write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. This is the 2014 Thanksgiving Camp Meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Camp in Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Saturday morning, November the 29th, 2014, Randy Ritchie is the speaker of the morning, teaching on the religion of Freemasonry.
Let's just take this opportunity to say, Lord, I repent.
I repent.
For any witchcraft.
In my family line.
Any that I participate in. I put that under the blood. And declare it has no power over me. Because my Lord is greater.
In Jesus' name.
Now I'll finish praying. Father, I thank you for the people of God that love you in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Lord, that those ancient spirits are going to be rooted out in the name of Jesus today.
Amen.
That, Lord, you are a God of power and strength, and your love is going to so flow. And you've already loved us so much here this weekend, Lord. And I thank you, Father, Linda Greenman, for the brother Merrill that said it's going to increase. Because, see, that's what happens as we get cleansed. There's intensity. And Lord, and the intensity is that you're doing your work, Lord, and as the layers come off more and more and more and more and more, and I declare over this group in the name of Jesus that not one will leave the same as they came.
Amen.
In the name
Amen.
Of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for the blood of the Lamb of God, and we give you glory for the anointing to teach, the anointing to hear. I bind up every spirit that would twist any words in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Father, that everything visualized or ritualized or spoken that would enter the work of God from this teaching and beyond throughout the weekend is found in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. We're going to talk about Freemasonry. I've titled it The Religion Called Freemasonry. It's symbols, snares, and conflicts with the Word of God. I'm going to outline five things here that are in direct conflict with the Word of God. Number one, a Mason's creed is syncretic. That's a big word that means a mixture. It means we're going to mix what God says with what the world says, what God says with other religions. So it's a mixture at the heart. It believes that salvation, number two, salvation without rebirth, that Jesus Christ is not necessary. I'm going to outline many things today. We'll talk about many things as time permits here, okay? About what's wrong with Freemasonry. But I'm going to tell you the number one thing is that there is a belief that through living good and moral, you can go to heaven. How many know that's a lie?
Amen.
How many know that's the greatest lie? That is the greatest lie. The Word of God in Acts 4:12, salvation is found in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given to men by which we must be saved. The name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Masonic secrecy is Gnostic in nature. The word Gnostic in basic means that you're saved by knowledge. That there, you can attain higher levels of purity, even, by your knowledge. I mean, no, that's a lie. You're either washed in the blood or you're not.
That's right.
Huh? You're either washed in the blood or you're not. The whole body of Christ in varying levels of sanctification.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we have to forbear one another. We have to love one another because we're all working this thing out. But boy, if the blood of the Lamb, you're cleansed in it, you're cleansed. You've been made holy. God has set you apart, and He continually cleanses you as you confess your sins, but He set us apart. Paul said in 2 Corinthians 4:2, he says, but we renounce the hidden things of dishonesty, not walking in craftiness, nor handling the Word of God deceitfully, but by manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. Hey, God's people are supposed to be open. Our book isn't open, but He gave us a book, didn't He? Full of His Word and full of His truth. And we share it. Everything His Word says openly, believing everyone in the body to be built up, esteeming no one less. We're all one in the Lord. Continuing, 2 Corinthians 4:3. Now listen, this is the work of the devil. But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost. in whom the God of this world has blinded the minds of men which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. It's the devil's job to keep men in the dark. It's not a way of God. Number four, Freemasonry commits the sin of partiality. Where God says, James 2:1, my brethren, have not faith for Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory, with respect to persons. James 2:9, but if you have respect to persons, you commit sin. And we're convinced of the law as transgressors. In the world of Freemasonry, they prefer one another. They prefer one another. If you were in a business deal and you had contracts that were set before somebody, they'd look at all the contracts. And if somebody said, or they go before even in a court of law, and they go before a judge, say, we're going to get a square deal, aren't we, judge? Now the judge knows that this is a Mason he's dealing with. The justice will be perverted. The contracts will be perverted. They will go to the Freemason by oath that they've sworn to, respecter of persons. I always share, we had a president of the United States. And listen, I'm not throwing dart, man. Anybody can fail. Anybody can. You, me, all of us. That's why we need a savior. Okay, what he did wasn't presidential, and he committed a sin that is pardonable by the Lord. Should he repent? Okay? And so we should forgive him too. Amen? But if the law, the land was perverted because this particular president went before the Congress of the United States and lied. So when that came out, and he lied. So as all the people knew, everybody knew. He went before the Congress of the United States and he lied. The House of Representatives indicted him. The House of Representatives, if you know anything about trial and court, is like a grand jury. They take in the evidence and they decide, is this a crime to charge them? And they did. The Senate took up the cup to try the man. It's called impeachment. But he didn't get impeached. And the reason why is this. Because the Senate's full of Masons. Famous Freemasons. There's a list. Some of us are old enough to know some of these people. And if you read history, you'll know them. But as you look through them, General Hap Arnold, Gene Autry, Lloyd Balfour, the jewelry maker, Aaron Burr, Admiral Byrd, the guy that went down to the South Pole. How about Bill Cody with, you know, Buffalo Bill, even Nat King Cole. See, there's a form of Freemasonry called Prince Hall Freemasonry, which means black, it is for the black people. So the devil's an equal opportunity destroyer.
Amen.
You hear me?
Yeah.
He's going to create something for everybody. The one. It's Davy Crockett, all these heroes of the Alamo. Well, I grew up, you know, I'm a Texan, so, well, they were, you know, but I have one hero now.
Yeah.
Just one. Yeah. His name is Jesus. Jesus. Burl Ives, Andrew Jackson, Reverend Jesse Jackson, Andrew Johnson, Eddie Rickenbacker, Sugar Ray Roberts, Roy Rogers, Will Rogers, Franklin Roosevelt, Theodore Roosevelt. And this is just a small list. Governor George Wallace, Jack Warner, Warner Brothers, Booker T. Washington, George Washington, John Wayne. All these guys were Masons. And the list goes on, and there's a list from A to W. And it's on a Masonic website that I pulled those off of. So that's not just somebody saying, that's out of their website. And so, if you look at all of these names, and like I said, I just pulled a few, there's great influence in it that you can clearly see there being in the Masonic Lodge. And I would tell you, it's unholy. Unholy influence. Number five. And this itself may be the most critical to us here today. Because the power of life and death is in the tongue. And a man's going to eat the fruit there. Whatever is spoken. And so if we've had any participation in Freemasonry, or our ancestors did, we're eating the fruit today. Because of what they do with their words. Matthew 5:34. It says, but I say unto you, swear not at all, neither by heaven, for it is God's throne, neither for the earth, for it is his footstool, neither by Jerusalem, for it is the city of the great king. Neither shall thou swear by the head, because thou canst not make one hair black or white, white or black. But let your communication be, yea, yea, nay, nay, for whatsoever is more than this cometh from evil. My sister said that last night. Lord wants to say to you, vows, your own vows, even aside from Freemasonry and what we've inherited from our ancestors, but the vows that we make, the inner vows, even sometimes you don't know, but I'll never be like that person. They haunt us. Literally. Literally. The words that come forth from our mouth or even the ones that are done inside, they're called inner vows. It's important that we break them. Later on today, we're going to break some vows that were done by other people as well. Freemasonry is a hidden fraternal order and defined by them as a system of morality. First three steps are the blue laws. First degree is called entered apprentice. The second degree is called fellow craft. The third degree is called master mason. Most men only go to the third degree, but if one chooses, he may advance either through the York Rite or the Scottish Rite. Scottish Rite has 32 degrees. Now listen, folks, before I go any further with this, I want to say this. My daddy was 32nd degree Freemason in a shrine. Okay? I loved my daddy. My daddy was a tormented man on the earth. And my daddy was an alcoholic. And I believe that one of the reasons is because I believe my dad was a believer in Jesus Christ. A lot of people will teach on Freemasonry and say they can't be believers. But I've seen them with fruit in their lives. Fruit! Real fruit! Weep at the name of Jesus. Love him and serve the Lord. They're blinded. I'm not the judge. I believe my dad was saved. I believe he was tormented because he's truly saved, so these demons work against him instead of for him. You hear what I'm saying? Against him instead of for him. Now, blessing from the enemy is not a blessing. No matter how much money you have, no matter how great a position you get, no matter what fame you get, it's a curse with a nice picture on it. The enemy comes as an angel of light. So this teaching is not against Masons. The truth is, they're just like anybody else. They need a savior. And they can be deceived even if they have a savior. Buddhists can be good people. Hindus can be good people. Especially here in the South, throughout the South, well, my relation is in the South because that's where I'm from, and I know there's still lodges all over the North and the Northeast as well too, but down here especially, everybody just about has a pawpaw or an aunt so-and-so that was in the Eastern Star or grandma was in there and family that are honestly good, nice people. And they love their family. But I'm going to tell you that this is a devastating curse that comes on the lives of their descendants as well. So this is not an attack on Masons. This is an attack, and we're going to attack it. I'm just going to say it's an attack. It's an exposition of the truth of what it is, and it's an attack on the religion called Freemasonry. Thank you, Lord. And I'm going to say this. You know, every level has different oaths that are taken that bring in more bondage. But hey, the first one, and you're stuck. First one. First degree, you have married. See, what you join to? You know, see, you join yourself to the good things that are of God. You join that. It's good and holy. Good and holy relationship. But you join something like love. It doesn't matter if it's just first degree. If you haven't spiritually renounced it and taken care of, you're still married to the lodge, whether it's 33 or 32. Different levels of bondage. For many degrees, the Mason pledges himself to Egyptian and other deities. There's a 33rd degree that is largely honorary, but 32 degrees give you access to becoming a Shriner. As a Shriner, you'll place your hand on the pagan Muslim Quran and pledge yourself to the pagan god Allah, who, by the way, lies that Jesus did not even die on a cross and that God has no... Average Mason doesn't have a clue. We'll pray over this in a little bit, and I may even reference to it, but I'm going to reference now. In the first degree, they have a hoodwink placed on. And a hoodwink is a blindfold. It's a blindfold. And so with that blindfold, immediately, they're spiritually blinded. Spiritually blinded. That's why I said some of these... There's men that are good men and have fruit in their lives, and I've gone to them and presented the evidence I'm presenting to you. And I'm telling you, if you read through this and you're a Christian, you ought to say, man, I want no part of this. But they can't see. They can't see. The symbol. Does everybody recognize this? If you're around here, around the South, you see it on the bumper stickers sometimes. You see it coming into almost all the towns down in Texas. They got it on the road signs. You know what I'm saying? You come into town and they got all this, you know, Kiwanis and da-da-da-da and restaurants and all. There will always be the Masonic sign here in the Eastern Star because every town tends to have a lodge. And most of the businessmen in town will be involved in the lodge. The lying and deception begins with the G. X-33rd degree Mason Jim Shaw says the Blue Lodge Mason is taught that the G in basic Masonic symbol represents God. Later on, he is told that it represents deity. Later still, he's told that it represents geometry. In reality, this letter represents the generative principle, the sun god, and thus the worshipped male sexual organ, called a phallus symbol. in its position along with the square and the compass on the east wall over the chair of the throne of the worshipful master. It is the representation of the sun, thus of the sun god Osiris. Its earthly meaning, then, is one of the sacred phallus. Its cosmic meaning is of the sun, worshipped since antiquity by pagans while facing the east. In the reference book, it's called the Deadly Deception. The root of Freemasonry goes all the way back to Babylon. And the Babylonian religion evolved into Baal worship, evolved into, well, Egyptian worship, and then Baal worship, and on and on and on. It always involves sexual sin as well, and sexual relations for worship. In those places, they would have temples. You read in the Bible, in the Second Chronicles and Kings, and you read about the various kings of Judah, and it says they would go down and tear the groves and the Asheroths down. The good ones did. A grove and an Asheroth was a place of worship. It was Baal worship. And each of those places would have male and female prostitutes. Okay? And you would sleep with those people and become one with the god. Now, there's nothing new under the sun, so I'm going to tell you, there's a word called temple prostitute. And many of God's people today that are descendants of Masons and have received the curses that come from Freemasonry, because it's Baal worship, live out a life of a temple prostitute in their life. Unknowingly, promiscuity comes. And they live the same. Same spirit, maybe not called that, but that's what it is. I call it that. We're going to call it that. Because the temple prostitute has no part in God's people. God's people. That's a slavery. Masons have mixed the Bible, idolatry, paganism, the occult, Gnosticism, Kabbalah, fertility cults, Satanism, spiritualism, demonology, and put it in a blender and come up with a Masonic religion. It is not of God. It is a false religion. It is a harlot of Babylon. They say they offer candidates of light. Now I'm going to ask you something. Why would a Christian who has received the light of Christ need any other light? John 8:12, Jesus spoke to the Pharisees and he said, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will have life, filled with light, and will never live in the dark. But if a Christian goes to join the Masonic Lodge, they're going to lead him into another life. The light they're actually giving is Lucifer. All Masons are worshiping Lucifer, whether they're in ignorance or not. Our Bible in Job says that Satan walked to and fro on this earth. Our adversary is a master deceiver. Many good men and women are tricked by the seemingly good works and outwardly moral profession of Freemasonry, like the Shriners Hospital and the work they do, the Burn Institutes and all the things they do. They do good works. Now, another trick of Freemasonry, if you go hang around a Shriner convention, though, you're going to see prostitutes all over the place. That's the other side, but you're not going to see that advertised. You're not going to see the advertised. 2 Corinthians 11:14 says, and no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers also be transformed as ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works. The enemy doesn't, you know, there's an Antichrist coming one day, and I always tell people he's not going to come as the booger man. He's coming as the answer man. He's not going to look ugly, he's going to look marvelous. Only those, even the elect, would be full of apostles, according to the Word of God. We have to know Jesus to know the difference. But praise the Lord, those that know their God shall do great exploits. The lodge and the believers. 2 Corinthians 6:14 says, be ye not equally yoked with unbelievers, for what fellowship has righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion has light with darkness? I'm going to continue reading. And what concord has Christ with Belial? And what part has he that believes with an infidel? And what agreement has the temple of God with idols? For you are the temple of the living God, and God has said, I will dwell in them, and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Wherefore, come out from amongst them, and be ye separate, says the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. What a promise. What a promise. What a promise. Thank you, Lord. Deuteronomy 5:9 says, do not bow down to any idol or worship it, for I am the Lord your God. I tolerate no violence. I bring punishment on those who hate me and on their descendants down to the third and the fourth generation. He lovingly obeys commandments. The only way he obeys commandments is to love him and let his love flow through him. But you gotta want to, right? Gotta want to. Unknown to most Masons, there's an occult side of Freemasonry. But the average Mason, listen, the average Mason has not a clue. Don't have a clue. High level Masons, Masons that they call the enlightened ones, they understand what they're doing. but the average person on the street doesn't know. Albert Pike, the preeminent Masonic authority, says that Masons in the first, second, and third degrees, known as the blue degrees, are intentionally misled by false interpretation. Albert Pike's morals and dogma is handed out to fourth degree Masons. He says that group is intentionally misled by false interpretations of Masonic symbolism. The words of Albert Pike, it is not intended that he shall understand them, but it is intended that he shall imagine he understands them. They have an outward meaning and then the real meaning. Outward meaning and then the real meaning. They call them the profane. See, there is, because it's Gnosticism, there's this level up here where they have understanding. But all these down here are called the profane. These are called the enlightened ones, those that have understanding. In his book, Masonry Beyond the Light, William Shoglin, who is now a saved Christian, talks about his experiences, first as a Satanist. He was a witchcraft Coven trainer, by the way. And then a Mason reveals how as he went from Satanism to Masonry that many rituals were identical or similar to those in witchcraft. I read the book. He said it fit right in. He said really enjoyed it because it was what he was doing before. He just came into it in a different way. He understood before he got there. Words for Masonry, the Brotherhood, the Lodge, and the last one is the Craft. That should tell you something. False gods in Masonry include Baal, Osiris, Horus, Isis, Vishnu, Brahma, if you don't know, Brahma, Vishnu, and Shiva. Shiva's in there too, I don't have it here, but those are the Hindu Trinity. Okay? The great architect of the universe, among others. See, great architect of the universe, another word for that is Gaotu. Gaotu, the acronym for it. That is a god and it's a demon. It's a false god. Great architect of the universe, among others. Although Jesus the man is not denied his deity is, he is considered one of many enlightened ones. One of many. Just like the Hindus, you can go over there, you can go to India, you can go to places to preach, and if you don't stress and teach them that they have to give up all other gods, they'll just take Jesus and put him there with the others. Have you ever walked in a donut store and seen Hindu idols and Buddhas and Catholic stuff, and you know, they got all the bases covered? I saw a woman do a Hindu when I was in Nepal. She did a Hindu ritual. She did something with water and did something with fire and did some little dance and then come back and did a genuflection, went and touched the tree and went on down the line. Covering all the bases. Lord, I thank you that there's one base. Some quotes from famous Masonic historians are as follows. Masonry makes no profession of Christianity, but looks forward to the time when the labor of our ancient brethren shall be symbolized by the erection of a spiritual temple in which there shall be one altar and one worship, one common altar masonry on which the Veda, that's a Hindu book, Shastra, Sade, Zendavesta, Quran, and Holy Bible shall lie at the shrine of the Hindu, the Persian, the Assyrian, the Chaldean, the Egyptian, the Chinese, the Mohammedan, which is Islam, the Jew, and the Christian may kneel all together, worshiping what they would call the universal fatherhood of God. Let me tell you something. If you don't belong to Jesus, God's not your father. Listen to me. Creator created Adam. Okay? Created Eve. And everybody's descended from them. But if you don't belong to Jesus, there is but one way to the Father, and that's through the Son. And you're not in the family of God unless you belong to Jesus. So he's not your father unless you belong to Jesus. Big lie. Salvation by faith and the vicarious atonement were not taught as now interpreted by Jesus, nor are their doctrines taught in the esoteric scriptures. They are later and ignorant perversions of the original doctrines, according to J.D. Buck in Mystic Masonry. The term occasion is a term signifying a Mason who, by living in strict obedience to obligations and precepts of the fraternity, is free from sin. Can we live holy and be free from sin without the blood of the Lamb of God? No. That's out of the lexicon of Freemasonry. By the way, strict obedience in the lodge is like some other places where people meet, is that everything's okay unless Jesus is brought up. So God, the analogous term God, is okay. But if you bring Jesus in, you're in trouble. How? Why is that? It's because he's the only answer. He's the only answer. Thanks, Father. Denial of God in the flesh is Christ the Messiah of the one and only living God, Yahweh, is Antichrist to the core. 1 John 2:22. Who is a liar but he that denies Jesus is the Christ? He is Antichrist that denies the Father and the Son. Acts 4:12 says, neither is there salvation in any other name, for there is none other name under heaven given amongst men whereby with we must be saved. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus said, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believes on me has everlasting life. And for grace, by grace you are saved through faith, and that not of yourself, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Freemasonry has salvation by another means. That right there is enough. Enough to trip you. It's enough to allow the Antichrist spirits to come in without anything else. But it gets deeper. Masonic symbology. There's a point within a circle, according to the short talk bulletin. It's the point in the circle carries a sexual connotation. Another Masonic author states the symbol is used in sun worship and then says the female principle symbolized by the moon assumed the form of the lunette, which is a small circular opening or crescent, while the male principle symbolized by the sun assumed the form of the lingam or phallus and placed himself erect in the center of the lunette like the mast of a ship. This is these are symbols. They're Masonic symbols. Okay? So, when you see that symbolism on things, there's a reason for it. Point within a circle, it says the circle is commonly used to depict the female sexual organs. Satanists love to use the eight-step path of enlightenment. They believe a person needs to go through separate steps, eight separate steps to become fully enlightened spiritually. The final step, which is the eighth step, is the sex act. Notice the very center of this symbol is a very small circle. The symbol is the ultimate female sexual representation. The one on the left, you see that symbol? It is all over the world, on our churches. You see it in many places. The one in the center is Google Chrome. Thank you, Father. Thank you for teaching your people. The obelisk. How many have seen the Washington Monument? How many know it's a problem? It's a real problem. Holman Illustrated Bible Dictionary defines an obelisk as a stone pillar used in worship, especially of the Egyptian sun god Amun-Re. Four-sided, made from one stone, obelisk paper to the top where a pyramid rested. They apparently symbolize the rays of the rising sun in the hope of the pharaoh for rejuvenation and new vitality. At times they were used in tombs to represent hope of the resurrection. They go all the way back to Babylon. The Bible calls them an Asherah, all at the same time. And if you look at the Washington Monument, it's got a circle of flags around it as well. It is a point within a circle, okay? By the way, all of our, we're going to go on to the next page and go on to where it says, thank you, Father. Our presidents, every president of the United States, when he's sworn into the office, faces the Washington Monument. It's to the east for a reason. It is part of a Masonic ritual. So, all of the powers that be in this world, okay? Now listen to me. The highest level Masons may not be the highest level of the people that are running this world, but they're right in there with you, okay? And ultimately, there's a big group of deceived people that control the money in our world, that control what goes on in the world, unless God interferes, okay? And if you dig deep enough, you'll come to the conclusion that you're going to praise God that Jesus is Lord. Yeah. And you're going to also not wrangle with it because there's absolutely nothing you can do. But we can pray and we can work with the Lord to pull people out away from the serpent's kingdom. Amen. And we can help get each other free so that we can see the truth, know the truth, and speak. Amen? Amen? And then as you see all the things developing that are developing, just look up. Because your redemption draws. But understand, just because we elect first president doesn't mean that they're in charge. You need to know that. That's the truth. The ones that have bucked the system in the last few years, you can go back to John F. Kennedy, he was one. And the next guy was Nixon. Okay? People say what they want about Nixon, but what he did, and they went to impeachment for it, he quit, but he resigned. But what he did, they're doing openly. How about them? They are. They're doing it openly now. But he got crossways. He got crossways over what he did for Israel. He got crossways. He got crossways because he also, there was a time the economy of the United States was going out of control. And Nixon froze the wages, and he froze the salaries. And when he did, they set him up and got him out of it. So these guys, I hear people, I'm going to go back to what I was talking about yesterday about the critics. You got to be careful. We need should pray for President of the United States. You know, I always tell people, if I'd been elected president when I was heathen, you'd want one to have now. I'm telling you. So, the powers that be all over the world, make sure, because listen to me, sirs, the whole world, the whole spirit world, and people that are in the spirit world, outside of the church, understand and use symbols. And symbols are attractions for what you agree with. Okay? So these things are set up all over the world as a display of who these people are serving. Okay? And a display, and they believe it's bringing them power. We're not superstitious people. But I'm telling you what, you put one of these in your home, if you went and got you a model of this statue and put it in your home, you're going to have sexual issues coming in your home. I'll tell you right now. London, Paris, New York. See the Eiffel Tower? That was built by a French mason. It's the same thing as the Washington Monument. Same guy built the foundation of the Statue of Liberty. How about Rome? Right in the middle of Rome. See that point within a circle? Eight staff path to enlightenment, right in the middle of that. And that particular obelisk came straight out of an Egyptian temple. And one pope came along, tore them all down, and the next pope came along, had them all put back up, and this one dragged in and put up where it did. And he actually tried to exercise it before they put the statue of Jesus on top. Seventh-day Adventist Church, there's an obelisk there. Puerto Rican. How about an obelisk marking the birthplace of Joseph Smith, the Mormon's false prophet? It's in Vermont. Because even though the Mormon church officially has nothing to do with Freemasonry now, its roots are deeply embedded in Freemasonry. And their ritual inside the temple is Masonic, and all of their architecture in the temple is Masonic, and their belief system is truly a Masonic belief system to become your own God. There's a massive obelisk on top of the American Baptist Theological Seminar in Nashville, Tennessee. Now look. Now, your church steeples. The root of a church steeple is this. The Bible says, my people perish for lack of knowledge. So in most of these churches, nobody has a clue. But I'm going to tell you, there are Freemasons that are all over in the churches. All over. There are many pastors. There's many deacons and elders. And every place where those guys are embedded, the move of God will be halted. They'll have a religious structure, but they will not flow in the power of the Holy Spirit in those places. Now, one of the things we were talking in a ministry a couple of weeks back, and actually Pastor Landry made a statement. He says, we probably wouldn't have the problem with so many of these guys in office if we prayed right for those that are in the church office. We pray God to show them the true enlightenment. Amen? Show them the truth. How about the architecture in the world? Germany, Hong Kong, Minneapolis. Look at the buildings. Start observing those things. And you're in these big cities. Look. They're built all over the place. These pyramids with a capstone. They're on top. You know, they're all. See, because that obelisk is really part. It's got a pyramid on top. That's part of it. It's got a capstone. It represents the all-seeing eye. But you see it. Germany, Hong Kong, Minneapolis, London. I could have gone on and on with that. Because they're everywhere. And if you'll notice the architecture, you ask the Holy Spirit to reveal you. Some of them aren't even obelisks like this, but there is demonic temple-like architecture set all over these buildings, all over the country and elsewhere in the world. France, you've got that pyramid. See the lit pyramid? Memphis, Tennessee. Interestingly enough, there's Memphis, Egypt. The river runs between it, splits the country. We've got one right at Memphis, Tennessee, where the river runs through it that splits the country. Hexagrams. To the Enlightened Mason, the interlacing triangles of the hexagram depict sexual intercourse. Okay? Same way with the G in that square in the compass, the outside meaning. They said square in the compass, live by morals. And you get to go to the great architect of the universe with the G represented by God. It really means generative principle. And the top part of the compass is the male, and the bottom part of the square is the female. It is a sexual symbol is what this is. It even goes back to the flood of Genesis 6, chapter 4, and you read about an incursion of supernatural beings, what we call angels that took the daughters of men for wives. Read it and ask God to reveal that to you. That's another teaching another day. Masons are involved in the yin-yang symbol. See, all these things go back. All of those religions, all the religions that are not of the Lord are going to go back to Babylon in one way, shape, or form. And so so you're going to have sun, moon worship, male, female worship, good, evil worship, bad God, good God of equal strength. And so yin-yang represents that whole concept. So you look at the actual yin-yang symbol on that you would see in Asia, there on the top left, and then you're going to see many people, and you'll see them on people's houses. They'll have the sun and the moon together, and if they get that artwork out of Mexico, it's a yin and yang with sun and moon together. How about a sprite? Do you know that a sprite's a demon, by the way, too? I'm not saying not to drink sprite, but you need to know that's a fairy. It's a sprite, and they've incorporated the symbol, and so has Pepsi. The enemy uses symbolism. Yin and yang is one of the most commonly used symbols today, including logos of many organizations and companies. They're the opposites. Yin represents eternity, dark, feminine, the left side of the body. Yang is the opposite and represents the right side of the body, masculine, history, and light. In the lodge, you see the black and white checkered tiles. I'm not telling you to go uproot your floor, but that's what they represent here. Quote from Albert Pike says, the black and white pavement symbolizes the good and evil principles of the Egyptian and Persian creed. It is the warfare of Michael and Satan, light and shadow, which is darkness, day and night, freedom and despotism. Go to where it says, however, please. However, Masonry also teaches standard satanic lore about yin and yang symbol. Listen, thus the monad and the duad were the phallus and catechesis of the Greeks, the lingam and the yoni of the Hindus, the yin and yang and yin of the Chinese, the historical landmarks and other evidence of Freemasonry. Pentagrams, Baphomet, god of Freemasonry. You can see the star of the eastern star, and next to it is what's called a goat god Mendez or Baphomet. And you can clearly see, anytime you see a five-pointed star down into the satanic realm, that is a satanic symbolism, not even just a witchcraft. Regular pentagram can represent witchcraft, but this pentagram, five-pointed star with the one-point down like that, is always a representation of goat god Mendez. Triangles, pyramids, and all-seeing eye. For the occultist, the triangle is very important. It is used constantly in every conceivable manner. It's used either with a point up or down. You see the point down, this represents a deity, and it's called the deity's triangle or the water triangle. One of the things that we've noticed is that many times there will be witchcraft architecture, they'll always try to set it up in a triangle. It creates what they believe are cones of power. And if they try to make an incursion to attack God's people, they'll always try to set themselves up in threes. Bam, bam, bam. Well, now I've got news for you. There's another one called the Trinity of the Living God, the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, and it triumphs over every work of darkness, which is always just a counterfeit of the Living God. Amen?
Amen.
All right, the earthly triangle or pyramid triangle is what it's called when one point is up. It symbolizes the perfect or divine man. How many know there's only one? Perfect and divine man? Jesus. This quote is not from some hideous black-hooded Satanist. It comes from a 33rd degree Masonic author named Jorn Steinmetz. Freemasonry and its hidden meaning. Anybody ever see that on their dollar bill?
Oh, no.
Okay. That's called the eye there is the all-seeing eye. That's not our Father Yahweh's eye. That is not our Father's eye. Thank you, Father. Going over to the Egyptian thing, please. That eye is called the eye of Horus. I talked about it yesterday some. The eye of Horus represents being able to see into the spirit realm without God. The Bible tells us the just shall live by faith. The Word of God tells us that we walk by faith and not by sight. And so if the Holy Spirit of the living God wants to open our eyes up to see something in the spirit realm as He wants to, when He wants to, where He wants to, and through whom He wants to, that's okay. But any ritual done in any way, shape, or form that opens you up to see the spirit realm is a problem. Drug use does it. Mescaline will do it. Mushrooms will do it. Acid will do it. Crack will do it. Meth will do it. The pharmacy that even people get from the doctor, that what they call hallucinations are not hallucinations. They're seeing into the spirit realm. The veil has been opened. The witchcraft people that on purpose fellowship with darkness can get the third eye open where they can see into the spirit realm. It is not of the Lord. It's also called the eye of Seth, the eye of Horus. You can see depictions of these. And Horus is the man there with the falcon head and a human body. You see depictions of him, and that represents the eye, but you know, it also represents the sun. And it also represents a snake that you can see. I don't know if you can see that on the screen, but there's a snake wrapped around there. Next page, please. Now look at this. There's your eye. CBS. AOL. Okay? There's symbolism of Microsoft. See the capstone up there. See, you're not necessarily seeing that as an eye, but it is an eye because the capstone represents the eye on top of the pyramid there at Microsoft. Ameritrade. That goes on and on and on. Listen, if you were just, praise God, we're in the world, not of the world. Because if you want to escape all this stuff, you're going to have to go be a subsistence farmer somewhere. I mean, you can't. This whole place is corrupted. Our government's corrupted. Their religious systems are of the enemy. The entertainment systems are of the enemy. There's one truth, and that's the Lord Jesus Christ. And so we have to be in Him, even as we're of the in this world. But we're not of it. Hallelujah. I was going to say, if you're going to get away from all of it, you're going to get hungry. Statue of Liberty. Statue of Liberty was given by the Masons of France to the United States of America. It was resisted for 40 years because the people understood what it was. And it is a Masonic architect that put this together. And it represents the string of goddesses that go all the way back to Semiramis. So Greek goddesses, Roman goddesses, Ashtaroth, Isis, all these goddesses that go all the way back under their different cultures, different names, but they represent the same thing, and they go back to Semiramis at Babylon. And on her head is the sun rays. It represents sun worship. And every one of these goddesses had some things that are in common, and some of them were the fertility part of it, the sexual cult aspect, but as well, they also, many of them required child sacrifice. Do we have an abortion problem in our country? Here's some names. Semiramis, Athena, Minerva, Aphrodite and Venus, Artemis and Diana, Hestia and Vesta, Demeter and Ceres, Gaia and Terra, and Rhea and Ops. These are all different names for the same goddesses. Here's what Baal does. He's the god over productive forces of nature, worshipped with much sensuality over all idolatry. He's the controller over idolatry. In the Hebrew religion, he says he causes worship of idols, devilish dancing, jewelry. He's also Bemis, Pinus, Trimon. He's sent by Lucifer for phallic sex worship and puts demons in idols and owls. In idols and owls. You got a bunch of owls around your house, you might consider it. You need to get rid of them. What God says, again, you should make for yourself, no idols, nor shall you erect a graven image, pillar or obelisk, nor shall you place any figured stone in your land to which or on which to bow down, for I am the Lord your God. And to amplify, cursed is the man who makes a graven or molten image, an abomination of the Lord, the work of the hands of the craftsman, and sets it up in secret. All the people shall answer, Amen. Again, and amplify. Let's go to oaths. First degree or entered apprentice swears with his hand on the sacred book of his religion, which, by the way, can be the Bible, the Quran, or any of those other books they call holy books. How many know there's one holy book? There's one truly holy book. It's the only one set apart by Yahweh, the living God. Thank you for your word. Here is the Masonic, I'm going to say it, I don't agree with it, and they're not my, I have no agreement in these words, but I'm going to say it for the sake of the education of people. I do most solemnly and sincerely promise to swear without the least equivocation, mental reservation, or self-evasion of mind in me whatsoever, binding myself under no less penalty than to have my throat cut across, my tongue torn out by the roots, and my body buried in rough sand at the sea at low water mark, where the tide ebbs and flows twice in 24 hours. So help me God, keep me steadfast in due performance of the same. Our Father's not going to answer that, but the devil will. Hear me? The devil will. God allowed it because the words establish what's going to happen in your life. And so some people look at that and say, well, that's just ridiculous. It doesn't really mean anything. Well, guess what? It does mean something. It means a lot. It means destruction for your life if you agree with that. They go on and on. Penalties for violating oaths, the next 2 degrees include having his heart ripped out and being cut in two and disemboweled. Christian Mason makes these vows with his hand on the Bible, asking God to keep him steadfast in performing it. You know, when I got born again, everything the Lord revealed to me, I had to go back and repent too for praying to Him before I really got born again. I knew He was, but I prayed things that I should have been praying. I really did. my people, you know, maybe, you know, I was talking to it, but I guarantee he wasn't answering what I was praying. Thank you, Lord. And even, listen, and we got to be careful with God's people. We don't pray amiss now. Even if you walk with him, you can serve with him. That's one of the things. You want to pray what God says. Agreement with him. And if any of our prayers go outside of that, we're in danger of working witchcraft. And the enemy will answer those prayers. Once a man becomes a master mason, he's eligible to join the Scottish Rite or the York Rite. Scottish Rite Masonry has 29 more degrees. The York Rite has 10 more. The York Rite is called the Christian Order. And it has Christian connotations. They do abominations in there as well, too. But it's got a Christian overture to it. But look, there are diagrams out there. And that diagram shows a pyramid. Okay? With the blue lodge right here. And on this side is steps going up to the 32nd degree of the Scottish Rite. And up here is the York Rite. Well, guess what? They're on the same base. On the same pyramid. You can't Christianize anything that's not truly of God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Proverbs 18:21. What you say can preserve life or destroy it, so you must accept the consequence of your words. Ephesians 4:29. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good for the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. There's nothing about those words that are in their oaths that have ministered grace to anybody. And we thank you, Father, for your truth. Fruit of Freemasonry, Masonic fruit. Regardless of what Masons believe or say, Freemasonry is a false religion steeped in witchcraft which mixes the holy with the profane and invites in spirits of error and perversion, among others. Once the door is open, the enemy has been given a legal right. The attack against the children is relentless until the devil gets his due. I cannot tell you the number of horrible stories of perversion, rape, molestation, and incest that we've heard. The next fruit of Freemasonry we see is infirmities. Primarily breathing and lung disorders. You want to make a vow that your chest is going to be cut open. And all those things happen. Your children are going to have heart and lung problems. You want to do that with your throat, you're going to have thyroid issues in your descendants. To a T. No escaping. When those words are spoken. Asthma. Many people suffer from asthma. Number one, asthma is also fear. And every time a Mason makes one of those vows that said they're going to cut or do this and all those things, fear comes in. More fear, more fear, more fear, more fear. And if it doesn't manifest in the man, it's going to manifest in his children. We see a host of other ailments. Emotional hardness. Wives becoming lonely. Wife and children are open to spiritual attack and nightmares. Wife can have feelings of insecurity. I've never seen children, at least that come in our path, to look for deliverance. And even some that don't want Freemasons that aren't dealing with insecurity in some way, shape, or form. And I'm going to tell you this, church, that those Masons that did profess Jesus and then bow their knee to these other gods are halt between two kingdoms, and many of their children are double-minded, manic-depressive, obsessive-compulsive, all those things that flip-flop, boom, 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 boom. It's because of the double-mindedness. Children are disobedient, hard to control. When parents are rebellious, their children will be. Children can rebel on their own, but you can almost guarantee it that the Masonic children will wander. I'm going to move on. Thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. All right, move to where it says infamous quotes, please. Now this is critical, and then we're going to move to prayer. Albert Pike, Morals and Dogma. Says, that which we must say to the world is that we worship a God, but is the God that one adores without superstition. To you, Sovereign Grand Inspectors General, we say that you may repeat it to the brethren of the 32nd, 31st, and 30th degrees. The Masonic religion should be, by all of us initiates of the higher degrees, maintained in the purity of the Luciferian doctrine. If Lucifer were not God, would Adonai and his priests culminate him? Yes, Lucifer is God, and unfortunately Adonai is also God. Adonai. Two gods, they're saying, of equal power. For the eternal law is that there is no light without shade, no beauty without ugliness, no white without black, for the absolute can only exist as two gods. Darkness being necessary for light, serves its form as the pedestal is necessary to the statue, and the brake to the locomotive. Thus, the doctrine of Satanism is a heresy, and the true pure philosophical religion is the belief in Lucifer, the equal of Adonai, but Lucifer, God of light and God of good, is struggling for humanity against Adonai, the God of darkness and evil. Lucifer, the light bearer, strange and mysterious name to give the spirit of darkness. Lucifer, the son of the morning, it is he who bears the light, and with his splendors intolerable, blinds feeble, sensual, and selfish souls, doubt it not. Words of Albert Pike. You'll see his name scattered all over the South, all over the roads, all over the place here. Okay? That's his words. And the average Mason, as I said, they're blinded by the hoodwink. I've laid this before. That's their historians. That's their words. That's not even a Christian out here going looking. That's their stuff. But they're hoodwinked and they're blinded. And many of God's people listen to the church. Many of God's people can't fully see what God would show them because they're still hoodwinked for what their daddy does, even though they believe in God and have accepted Jesus. Hoodwinks are coming off of that. Lastly, in this category, when the Mason learns that the key to the warrior on the block is the proper application of the dynamo of the living power, he has learned the mystery of his craft, the seething energies of Lucifer in his hands, and before he may step onward and upward, he must borrow, must prove his ability to properly apply energy. The words of Manly Hall, another historian. There's a little chart that's next, and I'm going to that, but if you looked at that, you see my family on the left side. I've lived this life, I know. And on the left side were the initials of all my brothers and sisters on my dad's side. And along the way, there is the is fearful and anger and sexual sin and alcohol and drugs and divorce and premature death and going, you could have gone on and on. And everything yellow is where people were afflicted. The ones that had a divorce in there were homosexual. Well, they never got married because they couldn't back then. Right? Yeah. They all died. They died young. I had three sisters die in their 40s. The Lord is good. My brother died at 60. He was a homosexual. He had HIV. But the Lord allowed me 2 weeks before he died, not even knowing he was going to die, to go into the hospital and lead him to full repentance for his sexual sin and everything else. And he came back into fellowship with the Lord. And you know, because he's good. The Lord is good. And he's good. And he's merciful. And he heard my prayers for my brother from the time I got saved. And for the rest of my family. So have hope for yours. Amen? And I know my brother sits with the Lord. I know he does. I saw him come to repent. And I have no doubt that somebody molested my brother. I have no doubt, because you're born with this stuff in you. Somebody, but when you're a child, is going to give you pornography or molest you, male or female. That's the truth. Because you're born with that familiar spirit that draws. Thank you, Father. Let's pray.
Up here on the wall.
Whoever will. Whoever will. Thank you, Father. Say, Father God.
Father God.
Creator of heaven and earth.
Creator of heaven and earth.
I come to you.
I come to you.
In the name of Jesus Christ, your Son.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
I come as a sinner.
Seeking forgiveness
and cleansing from all sins committed against you and others made in your image. I honor my earthly father and mother, all my ancestors of flesh and blood, and of the spirit by adoption, but I utterly turn away from and renounce all their sins. I forgive all my ancestors for the effects of their sins on me and my children. I confess and renounce all my own sins. I renounce and rebuke Satan and every spiritual power of his affecting me and my family. I renounce and forsake all involvement in Freemasonry, Prince Hall Freemasonry, and any other lodge or craft by my ancestors or myself. I renounce in the name of Jesus Christ. I renounce and cut off witchcraft, principal spirit behind Freemasonry, and I renounce and cut off Baphomet, spirit of Antichrist, spirits of death and deception. I renounce the insecurity, love of position and power, love of money, avarice or greed, and the pride which would have led my ancestors into Masonry. I renounce all the fears which held them in Masonry, especially fears of death, fears of men, fears of trusting, in the name of Jesus Christ. Now breathe. Will them out, churches, I pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, come out of God's people, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Baphomet, come out, in the name of Jesus. Witchcraft, come out, in the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. In the name of Jesus. Spirit of Antichrist, loose God's people, in the name of Jesus. Death, go. Deception, go, in the name of Jesus. Get out of God's people, in the name of Jesus. Insecurity, come out, in the name of Yeshua. Get out of them, in Jesus' name. Love of position and power, love of money, I bind you, I break your power. In the name of Jesus. Avarice, greed, come out. In the name of Jesus. Pride, come out. In the name of Jesus. Get out, get out, get out, get out, get out. Loose God's people now. In the name of Jesus. Fear of death, come out. In the name of Jesus. Fear of men, come out. In the name of Jesus. Fear of trusting, in the name of Jesus. I bind you, every lying spirit. In the name of Jesus. Come out of the children of God. In the name of Jesus. 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 That is freaking pain wherever you're at. Come out in the name of Jesus. That is binding the forehead. That is squeezing. I bind you. I break your power in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Every spirit that would block deliverance, I bind you. I break your power. Come out of God's people in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. You're holy. You're good, Lord. Not by might or power, but by your spirit in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Say, I renounce
every position
held in the lodge
by
any of my ancestors
or
myself, including master. Now listen, there is one master. His name is Jesus. His name is Jesus. If you've been in karate and you called a man sensei, you called him master too. Go on, repent for that now too, while you have in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Worshipful Master, or any other, Tyler, in the name of Jesus. I renounce the calling of any man Master, for Jesus Christ is my only Master and Lord, and He forbids anyone else having that title. I renounce the entrapping of others into masonry and observing the helplessness of others during the rituals. I renounce the effects of masonry passed on to me for any female ancestor who felt distrusted and rejected by her husband as he entered and attended the lodge and refused to tell her of his secret activities. I also renounce all obligations, oaths, and curses enacted by every female member of my family for any direct membership of all women's orders of Freemasonry, the Order of the Eastern Star, or any other Masonic or occultic organization. Great church, let them go. Get out in the name of Jesus. Everybody just renounce, come out. Master, come out. Worshipful Master, come out in the name of Jesus. Tyler, get out in the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. In the name of Jesus, the idolatry of that, I bind you, break your power, come out. In the name of Jesus, entrapments, go. In the name of Jesus, helplessness, go. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, go, 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 go. Distrust, rejection, in the name of Jesus, get out. In the name of Jesus, get out, get out, get out, get out. Secrecy, get out in the name of Jesus. Secret thing, hidden work of darkness, we bind you, break your power. Come out in the name of Jesus, go, 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 go. Curses from the oath. Curses from the obligations by the female members. Go, 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 go. Curse from the Eastern Star. We break your power in the name of Jesus. Go, go, go. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
I renounce the oaths taken. And the curses involved. In the supreme 33rd degree of Freemasonry. The Grand Sovereign Inspector General. I renounce the secret password. Demolay Hiram. Hiram Abit. Frederick of Prussia. Mecha. Matcha,
Bailey,
and Adonai,
and all that they mean.
I renounce all the obligations
of
every Masonic degree, all penalties invoked. I renounce and utterly forsake the great architect of the universe, who is revealed in this degree as Lucifer, and his false claims to be the universal fatherhood of God. Let him go, church. Get out. Get out of the children of God. Go, 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 go. Every spirit from the 33rd degree in the name of Jesus, Demolay, Hymer, Babib, Frederick, Crusher, Meacham, Macha, Balaam, and Adonai, get out. Get out, get out in the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. Every spirit that enforces the penalty, get out in the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. In the name of Jesus. Ga'otu. Say Ga'otu. Get out. In Jesus' name. Get out in the name of Jesus. Deep breath. Lucifer, go. In the name of Jesus. Demons called Lucifer, get out. Demon called Lucifer, get out. In the name of Jesus. Lord, I ask you to remove any fallen angel. In the name of Jesus in this category. Go, 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 go. In the name of Jesus. That spirit that called the universal fatherhood of God, it brings that light. I bind you. I break your power. Get out. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Who the Son sets free is free indeed. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. So I renounce.
I renounce.
Cable toe around the neck. I renounce the death witch.
I renounce the death witch.
With the wine drunk.
From the human skull.
That would turn to poison. And the skeleton. Whose cold arms are invited in the, if the oath of this degree is violated. I renounce the three infamous assassins of their grand master, law, property, religion, and the greed and witchcraft involved in the attempt to manipulate and control the rest of mankind. Table toe is a noose.
Thank you.
Thank you. Now breathe. Cable toe, come out in the name of Jesus. Get out in the name of Jesus. Go, go, go. All life spirits in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. That would choke off the Word of God. That would choke off the Word of God. That would choke off the breath of life. We bind you. We break your power in the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. False communions go. In the name of Jesus, that skeleton of death, cold death spirits, we bind you, break your power in the name of Jesus. Every infamous assassin, get out in the name of Jesus. Law, property, religion, we bind you in the name of Jesus. Every spirit makes any of those areas unholy. We bind you, break your power in the name of Jesus. Manipulation, greed, witchcraft in these degrees, go, 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 get out in Jesus' name. All mockery. Mockery of the communion of Christ, we break your power. And mockery of the communion of the saints with the Lord Jesus Christ, with the true Jesus of Nazareth, born of a virgin. Every spirit that mocks that, we bind you, we break your power. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Say in the name of God the Father.
In the name of God the Father.
Yahweh.
Yahweh.
Jesus Christ the Son.
Jesus Christ the Son.
And the Holy Spirit.
The Holy Spirit.
I renounce and break.
I renounce and break.
Curses involved.
Curses involved.
In the idolatry.
In the idolatry.
Blasphemy.
Blasphemy.
Secrecy.
Secrecy.
In deception of Freemasonry.
In deception of Freemasonry.
At every level.
At every level.
I appropriate.
Appropriate.
The blood of Jesus Christ.
The blood of Jesus.
Send all the consequences of these for my life. I now revoke. All previous consent given by any of my ancestors or myself to be deceived. Father, I thank you that the children of God disagree with all Masonic degrees. I thank you they disagree with the tracing boards, the hoodwinks, the blindfolds, the effects on their spirit, emotions, and eyes. They disagree with confusion and the serpent clasp and the apron of Freemason. They disagree with the secret word Boaz. They disagree with the unholy Masonic marriage covenant in Jesus' name. Now, in the name of Jesus, be delivered. Take a breath. In the name of Jesus, let it go. In the name of Jesus, from the first or apprentice degree, in the name of Jesus, the hoodwink has to go. In the name of Jesus, go ahead and take it off. It's a blindfold. Give it to Jesus. I take this blindfold off, Lord, that I might see, that I will see what the Holy Spirit shows me. Now get out in the name of Jesus. All spirit of blindness, go. In the name of Jesus, go, go, go. Deep breath. In the name of Jesus, every spirit of infirmity on the throat, the tongue, and the thyroid, in the name of Jesus, every heart of emotions, in the name of Jesus, go, 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 go. In the name of Jesus, confusion, fear of the dark, fear of the light, fear of sudden noises, go, 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 go. False imaginations, go. Spirit of poverty, go. In the name of Jesus, poverty, your power is broke. In the name of Jesus, mammoth, you have to go. In the name of Jesus, go, 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 go. Every spirit that would usurp a marriage covenant, in the name of Jesus, go. Boaz, get out. Python, go. Python, it came from the serpent class. Go, go, go. In Jesus' name, pagan tracing boards, go, get out. Every spirit in the tracing boards, go, 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 go. Every spirit that would squeeze the life out of God's people and shut off the flow of the Word of God, we bind you, we break your power in the name of Jesus. So
I renounce
the mixing and mingling
of
truth and error, the mythology, fabrication,
and
lies thought as truth, the dishonesty by leaders,
and
to the true understanding of the ritual, and the blasphemy of this degree. I renounce the presentation to every compass direction, for all the earth is the Lord's. And everything in it. I renounce the cable toe noose.
I renounce
fear of choking.
Asthma.
Hay fever. Emphysema. All other breathing difficulties. The ritual factor. The compass point. Sword and spear to the chest. Take it out. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus. Fear of heart attack. And the secrecy and the witchcraft oath, I break now in Jesus' name. Now deep breath, all spirits in this area come out in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, the infirmities in the chest, infirmities in the lungs, infirmities in the throat, infirmities in the thyroids, in the name of Jesus, the sickness and disease come out now. In the name of Jesus, go, 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 go. Fear of death, come out. In the name of Jesus, fear of a heart attack, come out. In the name of Jesus, secret things, hidden things, snooper, and that would snoop. In the name of Jesus, that would spy on people. We break your power. In the name of Jesus, you got to go. Blasphemy, we break your power. In the name of Jesus, go, 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 go. In the name of Jesus, go. That would confuse direction. In the name of Jesus, that would confuse. In the name of Jesus, we break your power. I thank you that your people have a sense of direction from you, Lord. Not only spiritual, but physical. In the name of Jesus, they know where they're at all times. Because of you, they trust in you. They're in you, Lord, and that's really all that matters in the name of Jesus. So I also renounce kneeling to the false deity, known as Jehovah. I renounce the pride of proven character and good standing required prior to joining Freemasonry. Lord, I now pray for the healing of my throat, vocal cords, nasal passages, sinus, bronchial tubes, for the healing in the speech area, and the release of the Word of God to me, through me, and my family. Now receive the healing of the Lord in the name of Jesus. Lord, they bath. You're a good God. You give good gifts. They've repented. They're on good ground. Now I thank you, Lord, you do what you do, and you heal. You heal, Lord. You're the healer. You, Lord, are the healer. I thank you for healing their eyes in the name of Jesus. Let's say, Lord.
Lord,
I repent.
Me and my ancestors.
For rebellion.
Looking on the unclean thing.
Every category.
I ask you
to heal my eyes.
I command infirmity.
To leave my eyes.
In the name of Jesus.
And as my spiritual eyes are healed,
so it'll be.
In the physical.
In Jesus' name. Now breathe. All the spirits come out of their eyes in the name of Jesus. Go, 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 in the name of Yeshua. Get out, 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 get out. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus Christ, I renounce the oath taken. And the curse is involved. In the second. For fellow craft degree of masonry. Especially the curses on the heart and chest. I renounce the secret word Shibboleth and Jachin and all that these mean. I renounce the ancient pagan teaching and symbolism of the second tracing board. I renounce the sign of reference to the generative principle. I cut off emotional hardness. Apathy, indifference, unbelief, and deep anger from me and my family. Take a deep breath, let all that go in the name of Jesus. Now, temple prostitute, come on out too. In the name of Jesus, get out. In the name of Jesus, temple prostitute, go. In the name of Jesus, get out. In Jesus' name, Shibboleth, Jachin, get out. In the name of Jesus, tracing board, spirits in the tracing board, get out. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Baal, Isis, Cyrus, go, 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 go. Astaroth, get out in the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Go, go, go. Justification for sin, I break your power. The spirit of lies, it's okay, everybody good. I break your power. It's a lie, it's a lie, it's a lie. Get out in the name of Jesus. I break the power in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father. Trauma has to come out. Trauma, come out. Trauma from the spiritual cuts to the throat, from the spiritual cuts to the chest, from the spiritual cuts to the stomach, to the bowel. Trauma. Come out in the name of Jesus. Every spiritual knife wound, I break this power. Come out in the name of Jesus. Come out, God's people. In the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. In Jesus' name. Say in the name of Jesus Christ.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
I pray for the healing of.
I pray for the healing of.
My chest, lung, and heart.
Everything in that area.
And for the healing of my emotions. And I have to be made sensitive. To the Holy Spirit. Now, deep breath, Lord bless them. God, not anything that's hard hearted. It's all remaining. Sister preached and taught and ministered on hard heartedness. Well, if there's any new squatters, I command the squatters now. Every squatter from what's been broke by everybody this weekend, by every word, if there are squatters in God's people, come out now. Your legal rights broken, get out now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. You cannot stay. The Lord rebuke you. You're exposed in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Say in the name of Jesus. Yes, ma'am. Bow promise. We're getting there. Oh, we're getting there. Promise. And we're getting there. But thank you. Because it's coming. Thank you, Father. I'm imminently in a room. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Say in the name of Jesus Christ.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
I renounce the oath taken.
I renounce the oath taken.
And the curses involved.
And the curses involved.
The third or master mason degree.
The third or master mason degree.
Especially the curses. On the stomach.
On the stomach.
And the womb area.
And the womb area.
I renounce the secret word.
I renounce the secret word.
Kubal-Cain.
Kubal-Cain.
And Mahabon.
Mahabon.
And all that they mean.
And all that they mean.
I renounce.
I renounce.
Ancient pagan teaching,
ancient
symbolism
pagan
of the third tracing board used in this ritual. I renounce the spirit of death, close to the head, and acting in the ritual murder, fear of death, false martyrdom, fear of violent gang attack, assault. Or rape, and the helplessness of this degree. I renounce falling into the coffin, or stretcher involved in this ritual of murder,
or
even playing dead. In Jesus' name. Now breathe, church. They renounce, now come out in the name of Jesus. Every spirit from the third degree, curse every spirit in the stomach, the bowels, in the name of Jesus, the stomach, pancreas, in the name of Jesus, liver, every dart to the liver from the sexual sin. Come on out in the name of Jesus. Get out. Do this. Take it out. Take it out of your lips. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus. Tubal-Cain, come out. Mahabon, come out. Every nest of spiders in the womb and the ovaries, come out in the name of Jesus. Every nest of scorpions of fear, break up. Come out of the bowels in the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. Get out of God's people in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. All serpent nests, break up and come out. In the name of Jesus. Go, go, go. Spirit of death from the blows of the head, come off their head.
In the name of Jesus. They were being hit. Even where they've been hit, say, I forgive everyone. That ever struck me.
That ever struck me.
In an unholy manner.
In an unholy manner.
I forgive myself.
And I forgive myself.
For striking people.
And
I break the power.
And I break the power.
Of the trauma.
Of the trauma.
And even the memory.
In
my body.
In my body.
And I command those spirits.
And I command those spirits.
That would bring that to remembrance.
To go now.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
And get out of God's people. In the name of Jesus. Deep breath. Fear of death, false martyrdom, fear of violent gang attack, assault, rape, helplessness, go. Death, go. Inviting death by playing death games. I bind you up right to your power in the name of Jesus. All agreement with death, go in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. Say in the name of Jesus Christ.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
I renounce hiram abib. False resurrections.
False resurrections.
And I pray for the healing.
I pray for the healing.
Now in my stomach.
Gallbladder,
womb,
liver,
every other organ in my body affected by these degrees. Receive this in the name of Jesus, Father, minister to your people. You're the healer. You're the healer, Lord. You're the healer. Bring forth your glory, Lord, in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, touch your people, Lord. They've repented. They've asked you. They're calling on you. They're daddy to heal. And Father, we thank you. You're good to heal. You bring good gifts, that deliverance and healing. Lord, that you send your word and heal and deliver of all destructions in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Point within a circle. Come out in the name of Jesus. Come out of God's people in the name of Jesus. Come out in the name of Jesus. Every false Savior, false Messiah, Antichrist spirit, we break your power. False images of Jesus, we bind you, we break your power in the name of Jesus. Go, the Jesus, come out in the name of Jesus. All pentagrams, I thank you, Lord, for the blood of Jesus that erases every spiritual pentagram in Jesus' name. We apply that no more in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, five-pointed star goes in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. All right. Say, I renounce.
I renounce.
All fear of insanity.
All fear of insanity.
Anguish.
Anguish.
Death wishes.
Death wishes.
Suicide.
Suicide.
Death.
Death.
Anger.
Anger.
Hatred.
Hatred.
Murder.
Murder.
Thoughts.
Thoughts.
Murderous thoughts.
Murderous thoughts.
Revenge.
Revenge.
We don't want to renounce our thoughts. No, no. Murderous thoughts.
Murderous thoughts.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Retaliation.
Retaliation.
Spiritual apathy.
Spiritual apathy.
False religion.
False religion.
Unbelief.
Unbelief.
Striving to please God.
Striving to please God.
In an unholy manner.
In an unholy manner.
Performance.
Performance.
Payback to God.
Payback to God.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I renounce the Scottish Rite.
I renounce the Scottish Rite.
And the York Rite.
The York Rite.
Command all those spirits to go.
And all those spirits to go.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Take a deep breath while all the rest of this go. Anger, hatred, murderous thoughts, revenge, retaliation, spiritual apathy, false religion, all unbelief. In the name of Jesus, inability to believe the Bible, we break your power. In the name of Jesus, false religion, striving to please God, performance. In the name of Jesus, go, 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 go. In the name of Jesus, and say in the name of Jesus.
In the name of
every other law.
Every other law.
That's unholy.
Unholy.
With secrets.
Secret.
Even the Catholic law.
Even the Catholic law.
The Catholic night system.
Catholic
I renounce.
I renounce.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
And I command those spirits.
To
get out of me. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Now let's go. Deep breath. Deep breath. Let them all go. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. All Knights of Malta, Knights Templars, Knights of Columbus, get out. Elves, moose, anything done in the dark. In the name of Jesus. Covenant with darkness. Covenant with medicine men. Covenant with sorcerers. Covenant with witch doctors. We break your power. In the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. In the name of Jesus. Now in the name of Jesus, I command the COVIDs. To break up. I command them to loose hands. I forbid them to ask for help. And I command the witchcraft codes to break up and come out now in the name of Jesus. The Lord forgive you in Jesus' name. Come out of God's people in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Raise your hands to heaven, church. To Yahweh. Our daddy. Our daddy. Go ahead and tell him thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you so much. Thank you, Father. Now, Lord, bless your people. With peace and love and joy and hope and faith and patience, Lord, goodness and meekness and kindness.
Bless them with the fear of the Lord. Bless them, Lord, with an awareness of your presence all the days of their lives. I bless them, Lord, in your name, Jesus, that they would be quick to repent, quick to forgive, that they would desire to fellowship with you. Every day of their lives is the most important thing in their lives, Lord. I give you the glory. We thank you, Father. Amen. God bless you.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.